Purim Shum Sakana. There are many things which Chazal instituted, Sakana. And the source of those Sakanas were because of Sakana. They place a certain danger on a person. Those include things that you're not allowed to do, things you're not allowed to eat, and places you're not allowed to go. And what I gave out before, those that came before to look at the Maamar Kodesh, the Maamar Kodesh were primarily different examples of sugyas and Gemara which apply those Yisurim, Mishum Sakana, and how they apply in Shulchan Aruch in the later Paiskim. So I'm going to get to that, but before we get to that, I want to just as an introduction, and that's kind of a little bit, that may be most of the Shir, is what is the status of those halachas? Are they really Yisurim? Is it just advice that a Chazal gave us to stay away from it? Did they really prohibit it? And what happens if there's proof in history that maybe nowadays they don't necessarily impose a specific sakana or something like that? Does it still apply? Is it begedra takana? And how do we understand exactly these various Yisurim? So just the examples that we gave out were the issa to eat fish and meat together. You go to a plate, you go to a house, they serve gefilte fish on a plate, separate fork and everything, clear it, and then you you start off with a fresh plate and fork for your meat and challah. So our minhag is to keep fish and meat separate. By the way, keep in mind that a kiddush, when there's herring and cholent, gotta watch out for that. So you shouldn't put it on the same plate because the juice goes from one to the other and it gets all mixed up. So you gotta watch out for that. But anyway, and these are the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and the reason for that halacha, it's not that it's treif, it's not like basar b'chalav, but it's because the Gemara Pesachim says that Hahi beinsa de'itva b'hadi bissa, which is the first page here. Hahi beinasa de'itva b'hadi bissa. If you have a certain fish that was roasted together with meat, asa ravam yiparzinka lamechal b'kutcha. It's called. It has a tam of meat. It's fleishik, and therefore you can't eat it with milk. But mar bar ravashi amar even more. Afil b'milcha, even just with salt, it's ubi asa to eat that piece of fish. Mishum dekasha l'reichel davaracher, because it's aser, because it has a sakana of davaracher tzaras. So that's something which is aser mishum sakana. Another example is some people are familiar with the issa to eat the onion of leaving over onions which are cut and peeled overnight, onions, garlic, maybe eggs. Food which is left under abmita is ruach ra sheira alav, some sort of evil spirit is on it, and that's also aser. And there are numerous examples of these halachas which Chazal discussed. Another example is zugais. Chazal say you shouldn't eat things in pairs. And the Chazal even asked a question on the Arba Kaisis and Pesach. How were Chazal mistaken the Takana to eat four Kaisis? That's zugais. It's two pairs of two, and that should be offered to drink. And that's a gzera of kshofim, something, some sort of evil spirit, anytime you do things in twos. And that's all these things are Mishum Sakana. Right? So how do we deal with those? In addition, there's also things which were also Mishum Sakana, but not necessarily because of a Ruach Ra, or some sort of spiritual spirit that we may not understand, but there are some things which Chazal advised us to avoid doing because they're a practical Sakana. They're a real Sakana in terms of they place someone in a specific danger. Chazal say you shouldn't drink water from a river at night when you can't see, because maybe you're going to swallow some sort of bug, and that could be dangerous. Or Chazal say you shouldn't go under a wall which is planted, and various other halachas. There's a halacha which we'll discuss all the way at the end. At Bris Mila, we're very familiar that we push off of Mila when the baby's yellow. And Chazal say the reason for that is because Le'nofel Be'dam Mila, it doesn't have enough dam to circulate, and it places the child in a specific danger. And again, maybe, how do we understand that? Doctors today seem to say that it doesn't pose a danger to a child. So all these things are sakana, and how do we understand it? So First of all, one thing to the background. Someone is not allowed to put themselves in any danger. If someone jumps off a roof, lo'aleinu, that's an issa d'oraisa, even if he doesn't try to, if he's not killing himself, but he's putting himself in a sakana. And it's an issa d'oraisa. What's the issa d'oraisa to put yourself in sakana? Lesamim, there's two. There's a lois asay and an asay. One is the lois asay we learn out from Makkah. There's a mitzvah that you're supposed to guard your roof that people shouldn't fall off. Lesasim damim beveisacha. So that's an issa deraisa. You're over alav if you put yourself in sakana. Another one is the shmartim oydlin apshaseichim. There's a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment to be very careful about your neshama. Okay, so that's clear if you put yourself in a sakana. What about if you're over any of these things? Let's say in the time of Chazal, and Chazal said that eating fish and meat places a person in a sakana that maybe he's going to get tzaras. If you're over nesed deraisa on that, is that called putting yourself in sakana to the degree that you will be over nesed deraisa? Or is that just a nesed derabanan, you know, kind of as a richok, you should watch out and be careful, but is that also from the Torah to eat those things? So, at the end of Choshen Mishpat, the very, very last halacha in the entire Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings down some of these Isurim, and he says, Harbi Dvarim Asu Kachamim Mipnei Sheyesh Bem Sakonas Nefashis. A lot of these things, Chazal asks them because they're dangerous. And he says, V'chol Ha'ivar Al Dvarim Eilu V'kayyotu Bem, it's not in the sheets, actually. This is just a... Listen, let me do what I want. Why should anyone stop me? Makin oisai makas mardos. He gets makas mardos. Now, typically, makas mardos is lashes, but they're derabanan. If someone did something against derabanan, they give him makas mardos. So it seems from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that if someone eats these things, it's makas mardos, it's an issa derabanan. The Be'er HaGoyla, which is the Pirish, which is on the side, he brings all the sources for the Shulchan Aruch, he has a suffix. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? Why is it only an Issa D'Rabbanan? Is it only an Issa D'Rabbanan because, why is it only Makas Mardis? Is it because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan? Inami, he says, Kimlu Shei Midaraisa, but Ein Loikin Aleim Kida Ashkechan V'Other Yisurim, that says you don't get Malkus for it. But it could be that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So there are sources that would say, eating these things is really an Issa D'Rabbanan. As a matter of fact, there's a Prima Gadim in Hilchus, in Simen Sadi Zayin, in Hilchus Yeridea, says very interesting things. So we know that the Rambam's Shita is, Safik D'Rabbanan is Lekula. The Rambam's Shita, if a person is in doubt whether something is Chazer or Kosher meat, Mid'Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, you're allowed to eat it. Mid'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it. But Mid'Rabbanan, a person is allowed to enter into a Safik. But that's only on Isurim, he says. But by Sakana, even the Rambam's Maskim, that it's an issa deraisa to enter yourself in, and you would have to stay away. And there's a few places where the Prima Gadim is mashma that it's an issa deraisa. Now, the poiskim say something very interesting, which we'll get to further. But there's a tzad in the poiskim that these things, which are asum mishum sakana, are more chomer. I mean, it's a really a gemara that they're more chomer than even isur. The klal is chamira sakanta me yisura. You have to be more machmer on things which are asher mishum sakana than things which are really asher themselves. You have to be more stringent. So therefore, even though there's a concept, for example, there's a concept of chazaka. There's a concept that we can assume things go a certain way. But when it comes to sakana, you're not allowed to rely on chazaka. You're not allowed to rely on just the assumption that it's probably okay and nothing's changed. You have to actually be concerned that maybe things have changed and maybe something happened to the food in a specific scenario that it would cause a sakana to eat it. So therefore, you see, well, the case is where you have a food and it was something came in at night and it seems like it was played around with. So you don't have to assume it's tameh. You could maybe assume it's still tar, but you have to be worried that maybe the thing which played around with it is a snake or something that put in a certain type of poison. So even though it has a chazaka that there was no poison, just like if there was a chazaka that it was tahar, there was also a chazaka of antuma, but you don't have to assume it's tummy. So certainly surim, you can rely on chazaka, but when it comes to sakana, you won't be allowed to rely on chazaka. The place can discuss, though, that's chazaka. There's another very interesting shot on the place, and this is on page 2, is what about bittul b'shishin on things which are also mishum sakana? We know that there's a concept. Let's say you have a cholent, a big pot of cholent of meat, and a drop of milk falls in. So as long as there's 60 times the amount of meat as there is the amount of milk that fell in, it's bittul b'shishin. Now, something which is also mishum sakana, do you say bittul b'shishin on that? Do you say that, you know, as long as it's not around, just like if it will be also, if it will be a davar isser, it will be okay because it's 60 times. What about a milsa which is also mishum sakana? So on that, I have over here on page 2, there's a Taz, which is on the left side, underlined, to three lines from the bottom. It says, Mashma deloy mahani shishim to chamira sakanta meyisura. He wants to say that shishim will not help, but if you look on the side, on the right, there's small letters there, if you could read them. It's the Nekudas HaKesef. The Nekudas HaKesef is the Shach, and the Shach says, V'chein nira deloy machmir mesakanta tfemi biyisura el besveka. Aval hecha de'ika shishim din izbato bavadai lo mistaver klal l'chalik bahen bein isur l'sakanta. So the Shach says there's no difference between Sakana and you could rely on Shishim. And we'll see that nowadays that's generally the accepted psak on these type of things. Now the real question, which is very negeah, is is there any difference between the surah which Chazal said in the time of Chazal? Oh, what about Mavatlan Esulachatchil? So this is a big shaila. You know, Rabbi England is mentioning that there's an Isser, generally speaking, you're not allowed to rely on Bittul. You're not allowed to put Isser into Heter, assuming there's 60 times more, and that way I always wanted to eat this chazer. So what I'll do is, I'll put it into a pot, there's more than 60 times, and I'll be able to eat it. You're not allowed to do that. And he's asking, what about Isurim? Something which is also a Sakanta, are you allowed to do Bittul Isser Lachatchila? So it seems like the person say you are allowed to, because there's no issue. But we're going to see, the way we're going to understand it, we're going to see that it may not be so posh. So the question comes up, which all the time, Chazal described tsaras, if you eat fish and meat, Chazal described ruach rois, and all these type of things, and we don't seem to see around us that people that eat these foods all of a sudden, you know, turn white and running around to getting to wrath. We don't see these things happening. So it raises the question, do we have to be chayshish for these things nowadays? Or do we say that maybe the tev is different today, or maybe these ruach rois don't apply as much? And this is a big question. If you look, there's two places in Shas, the Prichadosh and Simen Kuf Tazayin lists about must be 40 Isurim throughout Shas, which are also Mishum Sakana. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch lists very few. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam list very few. They don't bring down all the Isurim in Shas that are also Mishum Sakana. And the Shaila is, why not? Why didn't the Rambam, who codifies the whole Shas, and Shulchan Aruch, who brings every single Isur or every Halacha in Shas, that's Nogia today, why didn't they bring down all these Isurim that are also Mishum Sakana? And if you look very carefully in the Rambam, he only brought, the ones that Chazal were actually Choshesh for a physical Sakana. You know, if you walk in this direction, maybe this will fall on you. If you eat this, maybe, like I mentioned, the bugs maybe will come into your system or something like that. But the Rambam doesn't mention anything that has to do with Ruach Ra. So the Yamsha Shloima, and this is quoted by the Tshuvas, the Shem Aryeh. I actually don't know who the Shem Aryeh is, but he's quoted by a lot of the some that discuss these issues, and it seems like it was Choshev Achron who wrote Tshuvas. So the Shem Aryeh is on page 10. Again, I'm going a little out of order because the way I copied it was for the people who's learning. This year I'm going to go a little bit of a different order. So the Shem Aryeh, in page 10, says that on the bottom, he says, Achein, t'mi ali me'oid. It's in the left-hand side in the second column. Achein, t'mi ali me'oid ala Rambam v'atur v'amachaber. Shloi kosvu rak dvarm elu sh'asru chachamim mishum sakana v'yishmitu harbe dvarm sh'niskarim b'shas da'ave sakanta. So he asks this question, why did the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch not list any of these things? So if you look in the next page of the Shem Aryeh, which is page 11, so there's an arrow there, and it's underlined towards the bottom of the page. It says the following, Matzasi b'yam shal shloimai chulin simin yud beiz b'per kol ha'basa. So he brings down from the Marshal b'yam shal shloimai. And the Marshal says, He says, apparently, you're not supposed to rely on certain refuahs that Chazal said. The reason for that is, and they don't realize that things have changed. Our generations, our deiris, our people are so much smaller in their spirituality versus the Daris which were previous, to, the Daris of Chazal. The people which were on such a higher level, for them, you know, they were subject to the Ruchais and all these things. That's a different thing. But he's just bringing out Nishtan Ativim, and also there's a problem of Doris Parchsim Holchim. Gamashi he's here mishum ruchais kulam leshrichi ha'idna kamayzugais v'daymeyan. So anything which is because of ruach ra, so the Yom Shloimeh says that we can't assume that we have that today. And he says Zenira, the bottom line which is underlined Zenira da'at Rambam ve'atorva machaber shleikosu kol advarim shamar b'shas mishum sakana kinyan ali, that the ruchais, he says, don't apply so much today. And that's why the Rambam didn't bring it down. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's kimat nothing in the Shulchan Aruch, when you list the Dvar Masurim, that's all Teruach Ra. So he doesn't list those halachas. Now, there's a very interesting place where we find that this comes up, which is, again, going a little out of order, but it just brings out the point a little bit. There's a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, it's page 8 on the sources, Kuf Yud Beis. So the Gemara says like this, Tana, Oichlin u'mashkin tachas amita, afilu mechupin b'chli barzel, ruach ra shayra aleihem. If you keep food or drink under a bed, even if it's covered entirely, there's a ruach ra on it, and therefore it's usher to eat it. This is a Gemara, it's a Mefurish Gemara, it doesn't seem like there's any Cholkim on this Gemara. The Ram in the back brings the Gemara, and he says, because of the Ruach Ra, which is on it, you're not allowed to eat it. The Rambam brings down this Gemara on the next page, on the bottom of the page. But if you look at the way the Rambam brings it down, it's fascinating. It could be it was copied at the bottom of the page. The Rambam says the following, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hei, Lo Yitein Atavshel Tachas Hamita, he brings down the Halacha, they're not supposed to put a tavshil, any food under your bed. Ava pishu oisik b'seuda, shema yipol by dover hamazik vu einoy re'eyu. So the Rambam brings a whole different reason for the isser. He brings the isser, but he says the reason has nothing to do with ruach ra. The reason is because maybe something's going to fall in. You're not aware of it. It's under your bed. You're not noticing what's going on, and therefore you can't see. And something may fall in from underneath you, and it's going to cause you a sakana. And therefore the Rambam says you shouldn't eat it. So the Rambam brings the case of the Gemara, but he doesn't mention the time of the Gemara, which is Al Turach Ra.
So according to the Rambam, if it's in a sealed bag, it should be okay.
Which is not like the Gemara, because the Gemara said, Afil Zim Mechupin Mechli Barza. Now, if you look at the Ravid, the Gemara doesn't say sleeping. The Gemara says Takas Amita. You will see. We'll see if it has to do with sleeping, what exactly the point here is. So the Ravid says, what? In the Gemara it does. No. So, we'll see exactly what the Rambam means to say. But if you look in the Ravid on the Hasaga on the Rambam says, Gam Zeb Yerushalmi, the Rambam brought a Yerushalmi, that Mefarshim Mishum Reach Ra. But if you look in the Mefarshim, I guess the Talmud Bavli, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but the Talmud Bavli says Al Turach Ra. So the Ravid asks this question on the Rambam, why is the Rambam saying that the reason is because maybe something's going to fall in? It's a clear Gemara that it's because of Ruach Ra. So if you look in the next page, it's on the bottom of the page, is the Tur. Okay? So the Tur brings this halacha, and the Tur says, Tzarech lizar shalei litein mois befiv. It's underlined at the top. Ois hey. Tzarech lizar shalei litein mois befiv. V'shalei litein kikar lechem tachas beis hashechi. Different things. V'shalei litein tapshal tachas amita. You should not put food under your bed. He brings down this isser in the Torah. So if you look at the drisha, which is the drisha is there's an arrow by the drisha. It says ulani azdaiti delay pligi arambam v'haran. So he wants to say there's no real machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran, like some people are mentioning here. The Haran Mayur b'mita sheyishenim alav. The Ran is talking about a mita that you sleep on it. So if you sleep, there's a ruach ra. Shatavshel shenes intakta v'afilu mechuse ruach ra shayir alav. So therefore, if it's under a mita that you're sleeping on, there's a ruach ra, and that's also even if it's covered. But Ella is. But the Rambam Mayur b'mita sheyoshven alav b'shas achila stam a chair. Hasam ain't shayi ruach ra. Nothing to do with ruach ra. Ella isra shem yipol go devar amazik. Maybe something's going to fall in. And the chanami, like the Rambam, if it's covered, will takabim mutter. So the drisha wants to say there's no machlokes Rambam and Ran. Everyone's one big happy family. It doesn't really address the question, why didn't the Rambam bring down the Gemara? He did change the Gemara to say a different halacha then. He's saying a different halacha than the Gemara, which is not a filu mechupa b'kli barzel, it's not even if it's covered. And the Rambam said a new ifer, if it's under your chair, that something may fall in. Now, if you look in the top of the page, which is a different Rambam, so there's a halacha over here. If I'm going too fast, you can tell me. I just want to see if we can cover as much as we can. But what's very interesting is the following: the Lechem Mishnah says in the next Rambam here, which is in Hilchos Shvisas Aser Paragimel Halacha Beis. The Rambam says that on Yom Kippur, if a woman is going to feed her child, she's allowed to wash the hand that she's feeding the child with. It's a Gemara that you're allowed to do that. And it would seem like the Rashi and Tosfos say the reason for that is because there's a ruach ra, like we know when we wake up in the morning, we wash negavasa because there's a ruach ra on your hands. So the Rambam seems to bring that down, and he says that's why you're allowed to wash your hands on Yom Kippur to feed the child. So the Lechem Mishnah over here, which is a pirush on the Rambam, it's underlined. So he says like this. He says Amri. I'm just going to read the underlined parts. He says Amri Mishum Shivsa Pirush Rashi Ruach Ra Hashar Al Alechem Hanukach VeYadayim Shana Loi Natlon Shachris. Rashi says the Ruach Ra, which transfers from the hand to the food that you touch if you don't wash them properly in the morning. And that's why you have to wash your hands before you feed your child. So says the Lechem Mishnah, where it's underlined, Ela Shekoshek Tzatzal Rabbeinu Zal. I don't understand the Rambam. The Behilchus Tefila Perek Dalid Kishahizkir Nitzel Shachas. When the Rambam mentions the halachas of Negavaser, Loi Mashma Dechayish L'Ruach Ra. The Rambam doesn't sound over there that he has this problem of Ruach Ra. Midloi Hizkir Iroi Ala Yadayim Sholish Panim, because he doesn't say you have to wash three times. The reason we wash three times, the Shekhanah says, is because you have to get off the Ruach Ra, and it only comes off as three times. But the Rambam doesn't say that, so it would seem like the Rambam doesn't have this whole Ruach Ra. Mashma, I'm going down to where it's underlined, Deloi Chayish L'Ruach Ra, De'enos L'Ruach Ra, Mitzuya Beinenu, V'im Kein, Kim Shu Sever Kein, L'Hayol Alicht of Haidina, De'medicha Isha Yada Achas. So the Lechem Mishnah doesn't understand why the Rambam brought down this halacha, but what you see from the Lechem Mishnah is that the Lechem Mishnah says clearly that the Rambam is not Choshesh for Ruach Ra. So, what it would seem like is that the Rambam doesn't bring down any of these surim of Ruach Ra, and even the halacha of Tachas Amita, which the Gemara says is al Ruach Ra, the Rambam says it's for a different reason. And the Chida, which is not copied, but the Chida says that that part of the Chida is not copied, but the Chida says, I'll read his lashon, he says, Omnam, lefi that the Rambam never mentions Ruach Ra, even Shachris. So this seems to be the Rambam's shita, that, like the Yamsha Shloima, that the Yamsha Shloima says that now that Anakim, that we are small people, so we're not, our Ruchnius is not on the level that it was before. So just like it's not on the positive, it's not going to be on the negative, and we're not subject so much to these ruchais rois. That's the Rambam shita and the Shulchan Aruch shita.
What is the Rambam? When the Rambam mentions negavasi, he doesn't mention anything. Why does he say we have to watch?
Because when you sleep, you touch mechaimis mechusin. So when you right, the Rambam. That's the Lachem Mishnah's question. The only time that there's a remiss to the Rambam, ruach ra, is this Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur that you're allowed to wash your hands before you touch the food. But other than that, it would seem like the Rambam doesn't bring it down the chwal. Now, one interesting thing is like this, is that... Hold on. So now...
It doesn't mention it at all. I mean, we can take for granted that we are not going to be subject to this.
I'm just saying the Rambam Shita. There's a lot of other Shitas, but I'm just saying the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch for now. So, like usual... I would prefer no one walk out in the middle, because then there are shittas that argue on the Rambam. But this is the Rambam. This is the Rambam's and Shulchan Aruch shita. But there's one interesting thing to point out, which is if you look on page 3. I'm sorry for going back and forth, but if you look on page 3, where it's underlined in the Shulchan Aruch, so there the Shulchan Aruch brings down again. in the whole Shulchan Aruch, in all the Dvarim HaAsurim, he only lists the things which are Asur Mishum Dvarim Tivim, because of some sort of chshash, a natural chshash, or a real chshash of danger. He does not bring the things which Chazal mentioned are also Alt Ruach Ra. He doesn't mention any of them. But there is one that he does mention. And that's over here in Halacha Hey, where it's underlined, this din. He differs from the Rambam. He says, Lo Yitin Tavshil V'loy Mashkim Tachas Hamita Mipnei Sheruach Ra Shoyre Aleihem. So the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down the Isser of eating food which was under Amita, he says the reason is because of Ruach Ra. So although the Shulchan Aruch does not mention any of the other Isurim, which are Asur Al Ruach Ra, and the Yamshal Shleima, and we saw the Shem Aryeh and some of the others explain, the reason for that was because the Shulchan Aruch holds that we don't hold Ruach Ra today and all that, but all of a sudden here, when it comes to the Isser of Tachas Amita, which the Rambam brings, but without the reason of Ruach Ra, the Shulchan Aruch brings it with the reason of Ruach Ra. So this is Pal and Beer. Why does the Shulchan Aruch all of a sudden over here mention the Ruach Ra? So what it seems like the answer is that although all the Ruchais, Rois, are gone, but there's one Ruach Ra which remains. And that's what Mr. Bagley is mentioning. What's the Ruach Ra? Misa. Misa, that everyone pretty much understands that, try to stay away, you know. That pretty much we can relate to that. There's a ruach ra on that, and Chazal say that sleeping is one shishim of misa. Sleeping is like a tam, is a little bit, is like 1/60th of death, and therefore that ruach ra which comes through misa, through shena, sleeping, which is a part of misa, that even the Shulchan Aruch seems to agree with that we have today. The Rambam maybe not, but the Shulchan Aruch does seem to have it. And what's the proof to that? Because if you look through all the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, of Negev Aser, it's all full of halachas having to do with Ruach Ra. The Shulchan Aruch passes you have to wash three times, says the Mishnah Berurah, because Ruach Ra. Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't touch your eyes and other parts of your guf before you wash Negev Aser, and that's because of Ruach Ra. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you wash Negev Aser on the floor, you shouldn't wash on the floor and leave the water around, because the Ruach Ra, the evil spirit, transfers from the hands to the water. So the Shulchan Aruch is full in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Siman Dalet, and Arachaim, that there is a Ruach Ra when it comes to the morning washing. So therefore it's very understandable that even though the Shulchan Aruch does not hold, and it's not Choshesh for all the other Ruchais Rois, but the Ruach Ra which comes Shachris, when a person wakes up and he rises from that Miktsas Mitzvah which he had experienced through sleeping, that Ruach Ra the Shulchan Aruch does identify with. And therefore, when it comes to this halacha, lo yitein tavshil v'lo mashkim tachas hamita, when regarding the stuff which is under the bed, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the reason of Ruach Ra, because the Ruach Ra is the Ruach Ra of Misa, of sleeping, and that we have nowadays. But what comes out very important according to that is, so that seems to be the yishuv of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not pass in Ruach Ra, but he does pass in Ruach Ra of Shena. So what should come out is, though, is that so you want to know? No, you don't have the Ruach Ra. The question is, do you have the Drishas Halacha? So that didn't have to do with Ruach Ra in the first place. But that's not brought down. It's true. The Drishas Pshat in the Rambam is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So we don't find that anywhere. But what is Nogea is, like people mentioned earlier, if you read the Gemara about putting food onto the Mita, it doesn't say anything about sleeping. It just says, you're not allowed to put stuff under a Mita. It doesn't say anything about sleeping. So according to this, that we're saying, it's dafka if you sleep. And this is Rabbi Kiveger says, the Taras Chaim, which is a Pirish, old Sefer. So he says that the Ikar Pshat in this Issa is because when people sleep on the Mita. And this is Rabbi Kiveger says Pshat is. So it would come out that it only has to do with sleeping. All right? Now, so the question is, what about other cases? Right. I saw the place can discuss, what about a stroller, very common. You take your kids to the park and you put all the drinks and snacks under the stroller, and the kid falls asleep in the stroller. So it's underneath the person sleeping. Or an airplane, when you put your food under the seat in front of you, and the guy in front of you is sleeping on top of your food. So we're going to see a little bit later, maybe, if we get to it, some Ramosha I think that one could argue that these things is only the way that Chazal interpreted it and said it very specifically, and you're not mechuyev to go apply it to other scenarios. So if Chazal said Amita, Mechura, it's very mustaver, it makes a lot of sense to say that it only applies to Amita, to a bed. Now, even if we understand that it's someone sleeping on the bed, it's not literally what the Gemara said, but Lechayr, you also need the Tanai of a Mita. If it's not a bed, then Lechayr, you don't have the whole thing to begin with. But they do talk about, what about if you go to sleep and your Negavas is under your bed? So, can you use that water? Because you're kind of, you know, the Ruach Ra, which is on the water, you're trying to get off your hands, so, you know. Yeah. Below. Yeah, so the place, there's a tshuva sefer of Nidvaru that says that that's all about food, but if you're in a bunk bed and you're the one underneath, you don't have to worry about it. That's the guy sleeping on top of you. I heard one time someone came to with the opposite shayla, that it says that the shechina is on top of a mita v'chayla. So a child came to ask a rav, he said, my brother is sick, and I don't want to sleep on top of the Shechina, and I'm on the bunk bed, I'm on the top bed. So if the Shechina is on top of the Mita V'Chayla, I'm sleeping on top of the Shechina. But here you have the opposite case, where you're sleeping below the Ruach Ra of the guy on top of you. Now that one, that's a case where Ruach Ra is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But besides that, all the other cases, there's no mention of Ruach Ra in Shulchan Aruch. One very important thing to mention, this is very important, is that the Vilna Gaon says, it's not says, but it's a Masaira b'shem the Vilna Gaon, and it's a very Makubadika Masaira, I saw brought down in Storm Taka, that the Vilna Gaon said, again, the Vilna Gaon was a big Makubo, and he understands as much more than we do, that even the Ruach Ra of Netil Sedaim Shacharis was weakened tremendously when the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, the famous Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, who was Moisa Nefesh, he was Megayer, and then he was Moisa Nefesh. And when he was killed, when the Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, was Nifter, that was Machlish, that weakened very much the Ruach, the Kayach of the Ruach Ra of Netil Sedaim Shacharis. So that means even this Ruach Ra, which what we're saying is the only Ruach Ra which really is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon seems to have held that it was weakened very much. And that doesn't mean you don't have to wash, but it means you could rely on some of the other kulas. So, for example, some people, as I heard from Rabbi Felder in Lakewood, so he said that even though some people were more machmer to wash right by their bed, because you don't want to walk dalara, it says in Shulchan Aruch, not tell us to walk 4 amis without washing. So you should wash until you die in the morning right by your bed. But there's a halacha that your whole house is like Dalat Amis. So usually we wouldn't rely on that, but since the Vilna Gaon said that it's a weaker Ruach Ra today, so you could rely on this thing that the whole bias is to Dalat Amis, that you could go to the nearest sink and wash if you want to rely on that. But anyway, that's... Who? No, food under the mitzvah of a garden is not a problem, seems like the place to say. The question is, that's what we're saying, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But
No.
The shayla is if a food that someone else handled, a yid that didn't wash in the kitchen, you have workers and stuff. Now, the shayla is, what about all the other things? What about a few other examples that there's an issue of, there's a concept of Ruach Ra on those, brought down in the Gemara, and they're not brought in Shulchan Aruch. So for example, I copied over here a Gemara, which is on page 4. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Hei dvarim hein, Sheha'isa oisan mischayev benafshoi, V'damai b'roishoi. If you do these things, you're held accountable for your own life. In other words, you're responsible for your own death, basically. Ha'oichal shum kalof ubotzel kalof ubeya klufa. If you eat a garlic or an onion or an egg which is peeled. Now, it doesn't say, what do you mean it was peeled? It means it was peeled and it was left out overnight. The Gemara says, So it means if the, an onion or garlic or egg was peeled and left out overnight, the Gemara says that you're mischayev benafshoy, that you're responsible for your death. So it seems like the Gemara is saying that these things are very dangerous and you should stay away from them. And
only dafka those things.
Only these things. So the Gemara says, if you look in the next line, it says, why? Afagav de minchi besilta umitzayir v'chsimi, even if they're sealed. Ruach ra shoyre aleihen. Because they're subject to a ruach ra. Now again, this is not brought in Shulchan Aruch, which the way we're explaining makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch says nowadays, we're not to be worried about ruach ra. Okay? So what would seem like from now is that as long as it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, all the things which are in the Shas, which are because of Ruach Ra, we wouldn't have to be Choshesh for today. Only Netil Sidaim Shachras, maybe, before the Vilna Goy. The only thing is, if you look at the next page, or bottom of the page, is the Sefer Lekutei Halachas from the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim is the author of the Mishnah Berurah, obviously. And the Chafetz Chaim is Poisek Achern. Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachis, he brings down this Gemara. He says, Ha'oichal shum kalof ubeya klufa ubatal kalof. If you eat a garlic or an onion or an egg which was peeled, v'ashrei semashkin mezugin sh'avar nalein alayla, or a different thing. So it's miskai benafsha. That's the Chavetz Chaim brings it down. Now, if you look at Ois Zion, which is the sources of the Chavetz Chaim, all the way in the bottom, it's underlined. He says, "Loi matzasi zeh b'Rambam." This was not brought down in the Rambam. Umikomakam bevadai tzarech lizaher bohen. So the Chafetz Chaim says that even though it's not brought in the Rambam, and it's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, but vadai tzarech lizaher bohen. So this is a very this should be a chomer statement of the Chafetz Chaim, which would seem to say that we should be machmer for this because it's an open Gemara. And he doesn't seem to say that since there is no Ruach Ra today, we don't have to be Choshesh. And this is, in the next page, where there's Igros Moshe on page 6, so Rav Moshe also brings down this, he brings it down, but he brings it down with a very important caveat. He says like this, Rav Moshe was actually dealing with a very interesting question, which is very Negea, both commercial places and residential, which is that what they sell nowadays is big barrels. Let's say places making a lot of scrambled eggs. So what they sell is they sell jars of open eggs, and then you just take out a teaspoon and you fry it. So those eggs are all open and they're left overnight. Obviously, I mean they'll be shipped, frozen or whatever it is. So the shaila is, although is that asr? According to this Gemara, would that be included in the isr of eating open eggs? Eggs which were peeled and left open overnight. That was his shaila. Now they sell even for, egg whites and all these things. You have to know which part of the egg is the isr on, the white. But, so Rav Moshe says, where it's underlined, Afshab Dvarim Ka'elo, in Lechaboy, El Lechidushay, Shenei Mar Mefurish, Darei Efshah Shagam Zehu Me'am Mefurish. So he says, first of all, he's talking about this Isser, he brings it down, and he says, even if you want to be Choshesh for it, but you only have to be Choshesh exactly that which Chazal Aser. You're not Mechuyev to be Choshesh for something which is an application of this, and it may apply. It's only the case itself which Chazal Aser. So then he goes on to explain that he doesn't feel that this is the case Chazal Aser. Chazal only Asered when it's one person that really you should have peeled it when you're about to eat it. Why are you peeling it the night before? So you're trying to get a head start. That's when Chazal first discussed it. But you're trying to do commercial and you're peeling a lot. That doesn't go into the case of Chazal. That's what Moshe's true.
Why is this our attitude?
Because Chazal knows exactly what they're referring to. So we don't know more than what Chazal said. Chazal said a specific thing, and that's where there's a Ruach Ra. We have a tasty for us to add it on to a different case. So
that should be our precaution. No,
we
want to worry about
it. No, you're not mechuyev to do that. That's what he's saying. So, okay, we'll get to that. Now, there's a lot more to discuss. So that, according to this, would be a problem.
Even if it's in the
fridge. Yeah, even if it's covered, because it's Ruach Ra. So on the next Chalom of the Ramesha, he says, where it's under, actually, Huskab Gemara, Isra Achil Bishulze, Shochein, Ulai Mashma, it doesn't say anywhere that it's Aser, it just says Dom of the Ramesha. I mean, it sounds like you shouldn't do it, but it doesn't say Aser. Shochein, Ulai Mashma, Shosever, Shochonach, Ramad, Din, the Rav Shimber, Yechoy, Urak, Das Yachin, Rabban, Pligalich, the Chazin, Misham, Lehiskeze, he says, maybe it's not even the Halacha. So at the bottom line, the Ramesha says, Ava Ladina, Av Shiroi Lahachmer, Kagamar Didan, Beshem Rav Shimber, Yechoy, you should be machmer on this, Rav Moshe says. So we have Rav Moshe and the Shoch and Chafetz Chaim are both saying that even though the Gemara says explicitly that the reason it's also is because Ruach Ra, they're both saying that you should be machmer for it. There's nothing to worry about. So if it's not the exact case of the Shochan Aruch.
So again,
that would go into this klal of Ramosha, that if there's anything different than the case of the Gemara, we mutter. So the place can say if you've added something onto it, it's mutter. So if you make egg salad, you mixed it with mayonnaise, that's okay. Okay? If you yeah, as long as it's not just left plain. Okay, so if you salt it, it's also okay. If you add oil or salt or anything like that, that would be okay. Also, if it's sautéed, let's say you want sautéed onions for a recipe, so you sauté the onions. So once you sauté the onions, it's cooked. It's also not included in this. So this is a big machlekes. I'm not going to go through it, but on the base shloima, which is there, it's a big machlekes, and it's talking about cooked or raw. So he assumes that it's talking about only raw. Others say it's talking about only cooked. Make it what? Probably. No. Ain't a chalisser. One thing is, I called someone from a kashrus organization this morning, and he didn't pick up. So, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just don't know exactly what the heter is. Maybe it goes into under Ramesha. So I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I called this morning to be mavar, and I wasn't able to get through. But I see in stores lately they sell these little containers of peeled garlic. You know, so you don't have to peel it yourself, and it's not in a solution. So you spoke to them?
I spoke to Mr. Rav.
Yeah.
They said don't under Ramesha.
Oh, so that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's included in Ramesha's heter that it's commercial. What? Crushed and frozen. Okay.
Also, they claim that
that's cool. Much. Okay, so you can go ahead and buy those. Now, the what Rabbi Berger mentioned, which is why aren't we machmer? You know, let's be machmer more than what it says. So I have over here the Shevet Alevi. I think the Shevet Alevi is copied. So, what?
Page 7,
the Shevet Alevi. So the Shevet Alevi, on the beginning where it says Oisei, on the left hand side, the Shevet Alevi says, he says, even if you want to be machmer, but if there's any type of machloikas, then you could definitely be mako. Because you only have to do the minimum to be yoytze the halacha. If you continue where it's underlined, he paskins the same as Ramosha, that they open up all the eggs and they sell it, and it's not a problem. Okay, and then he fears ice. He ends up. He says that even though the Yamsha Shlim that we started says that they're not chayish today, but if you you know, since it's not brought down and the halacha is like the marshal, it's all extra chumras anyway. Okay, and this is the Shevet Alevi speaking, who's usually goes very stark with the Masorah. He still says that it's really the ikar halacha is like the marshal, and that's why Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down. That Ruach Ra doesn't apply. But if you want to be machmir, there's mach to be machmir. So we have machmirim on these on that case of the field eggs. Another I had a very interesting shayla. They talk about what about the mitzvah? Let's say you open the egg and now you want that egg for egg salad on Shabbos. So it's for a dvar mitzvah. So someone want to say that shomer mitzvah leyeda davara, that for a mitzvah you're allowed to do it. So I had an interesting case. Someone called me erev yom tov that. So Bayim is Gematria 14, and the shaila was like this. Someone called me Erev Yom Tov that they made an Erev Tavshilin, And the woman of her family, what she did was she made it not the day of Erev Yom Tov. She's not lechatchila is supposed to make anyway the food for the Erev Tavshilim, the Erev Yom Tov. But she cooked the eggs the night before Erev Yom Tov because it's very busy. The last thing anyone wants to think about is making an egg for Erev Tavshilim and Erev Yom Tov. So she made everything before, and she peeled the eggs, and she left it in the fridge. And now she wants to use it, and now that was the egg for the Erev Tavshilim. You know, usually when you leave and make an Erev Tavshilim, so you have a matzah and an egg, but you leave the egg peeled. So she peeled the egg and left it in the fridge. And the shaila was, can she use that egg for the Erev Tavshilin? Now, the halacha of Erev Tavshilin is you have to be able to eat the egg. If you're not going to eat it, then it's not a good Erev. So it sounded to me like he wanted to be machmer. So and that's why he said, so it's only if he has time to make another egg, he could. But
why can't you just rely on the shufa to play an egg in the Gemara with only raw?
Right, I'm saying. And you have the tzir from Shomer Mitzvah Le'edah Davarah, L'chara. So really, I would have been Mekel, but he didn't sound like he wanted to. No, but you have to, the halacha is that you have to be able to eat it. If you're not going to eat it. Now, there's another whole perspective. There's another very, very important... We started a little late, so, you know, you're going to get... I'm going to hold it against you. I'm going to go a little overtime, because there's a very important point here. And the point is the following. This is very sadistic in all these inyanim, which is the following. Even if you want to say that nowadays the whole sakana doesn't apply, the whole ruach ra doesn't apply, it's true, you don't have to worry about it. But the shaila is... Maybe the halacha applies anyway. And the reason for that is because maybe Chazal, how do we look at it when Chazal made a takana not to do something because of sakana? Do we say that they were giving us good advice, stay away from this particular thing because it's going to be dangerous? So if we find out that it's not dangerous, let's say ruach ra or whatever, it's not dangerous, so it's not usher anymore. Or do we say, no, Chazal weren't just saying good advice. Chazal, because of the sakana that existed during the time of Chazal, Chazal made a real isser on these things. And now it's a davar asr. And now it remains as a davar asr. Where would you find such a Muslim concept like this? If you look right away in the Shulchan Aruch, which is page 2, it says, Kuf Tazayin, the first simon, the first sif, it says, Mashkin shenizgalu asrim chachamim, this is a Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that if you have open water which is left open, you're not allowed to eat it, drink it, because you're afraid that maybe a snake came in and put in its venom, and now there's poison in the water. Nowadays, it's mutter to drink the water. So it would seem at first glance from the Shulchan Aruch very clear that if the reason for the takana does not apply, there's no sakana anymore, there's no snakes around. If you're leaving water in your house, you don't have to worry that a snake would come in. So therefore, the halacha goes off. There's no issur. That's what it would seem very clear from the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you look at the Vilna Gaon's pirush on that, the Gaon says, no, he asks a question. L'chayr was a takanas chazal. And the halacha, when you have a takanas chazal, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be mevatel the takana unless a bigger bezdin comes and says it's mutter. So was there any time a bigger bezdin than the bezdin which came at the time when Chazal asked Mayim Megulim? So says the Vilna Gaon, the Ein Kamishum Davarsh, it's underlined in the Bir Agra, Ein Kamishum Davarsh Beminyan Shalai Nigzara Lechatchila Ela B'Makom Diyesh Mishum Gilun. He says this is a very different case because you find there's two blood in the Avodah Zarah trying to figure out exactly where we yeh choshesh for nachashim, where we not choshesh for nachashim. Even in the time of Chazal, they allowed room for those that situations that there were no snakes. They said it's mutter in that case. So you see that Chazal never really made a concrete issur on it. Because even in the time of Chazal themselves, they allowed room to be mekel when there's no chashash of nechashim. Therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, nowadays when there's no chashash of nechashim, avada the issur comes off. But it would come out from the Vilna Gaon, and the Chasam Sofer makes this diuk, not from the Vilna Gaon, but from the other mafarshim that say this. The Chasam Sofer says, you see from there, that if you don't have that reason, and when Chazal instituted the Isser, it was Usser across the board. Even if the Chashash would fall off, it would still remain Usser because it's the Takanas Chazal. We don't have Ma'al Chazal, that's a good example. Now, Derech Agav, just about Mayim Agulim, happens to be, if you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, it says, it's underlined here, it says, HaChosid HaGra, Kosov Gamkin, Shayanizim Mo'ed Bedavar. That even though there's only going to explain the Shulchan Aruch, he himself was very, very makbid. It's in the Maaser Rav, and it's in Ois Tadihei. He was very makbid not to drink Mayim Agulim. And this is another reason to be machmer for these things, which is the following. The Vilna Goyin's Shita is, and this is brought by his brother and the Ma'alas HaTorah and others, that the Vilna Goyin's Shita was, in many Tekanos Chazal, that even though Chazal were Megala to us, they explained to us the reason why they made a specific Takana, but really, there was also things which were in Nister, in things which it didn't reveal to us, a reason for that. Every Tekanos Chazal, aside for the reason given, there's also a lot of reasons which Chazal didn't give us. And therefore, the Vilna Goyin held that even if the tam that's apinigla is bottle, but still you should keep the halacha because a takanas chazal is very significant under all circumstances.
No,
he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. He's explaining the Shulchan Aruch, but he himself has this shita. So he's saying that he was machmer b'chol ashen. That's the pasuk Shulchan. All the Talmid Agra say that that's pshat in the Goyin.
So.
It's not a chashash ruach lo, it's a chashash nochash, eris. It's a different chashash. So, I don't know, but... now, there was a story with the Vilna Goyin, and I heard it applied to this call. There's a story with the Vilna Goyin that he had a Talmud that was blind. And right before the chassan found the kala. He was a big Talmud chacham, and he found the kala, and it was married to Kasimcha that he was going to be able to get married. And under the chuppah, the Vilna Goyin was in the Sadduk edition. And under the chuppah, the Vilna Goyin said to the chassan, this is brought down in the Sefer Aliyas Eliyahu. It's a very reliable Sefer of stories of the Goyin. It's not like the modern stories, it's a real reliable Sefer from the Talmud Agra, from earlier Derech. And he says that the Vilna Goyin said to the Talmud Chassan, Kayem Masha Amu Chazal, Asa La'adim Shikadish Sa'isha Achi Yerena. That there's a din, you're not allowed to be Makadish a woman until you see her. So he said, Chassan, Kayem Masha Amu Chazal, and his eyes opened up and he was able to see the cow. And typically the response to that story was, well, after he saw her, did he go blind again? But anyway, but that was the story. So the shaila on the story is that what's the pshat in this? Why is the Vilna Goyin require this nes for? The Chazal say the reason why that you're not supposed to mekadesh an isha achi arena is shema yireva davar magunet. Is because if he doesn't see her, then once he's married, he's going to see something he doesn't like about her, and he's going to divorce her. But here, if he's blind, he's never going to find anything more than he knows now. So it's not necessary for him to see her, b'chol. But the reason is, because the Vilna Goyin held, if Chazal say that also Adam, they make an isser, of also Adam, shekadesh ha-seisha achi-yereda, there must be a different reason for it that we don't understand. That there's a svara to it in Nista somewhere, so the Vilna Goyin wanted that he should mekayim that halacha, even though he was blind. But this is the Vilna Goyin Shita. So this is one reason why there's a Takanas Chazal, it's Kedai to keep it according to the Vilna Goyin, up to that. But there's another reason, which is even according to the Vilna Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, even according to the Pasha Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is because when Chazal, on certain things, when Chazal made an Isser on something across the board, they didn't just give us advice that it's Sakana. They said you're not allowed to do it, and they made an Isser Derabanan to do this thing. And therefore, even if the sakana goes off, it will still remain an Issa Derabana. So who says this? It's brought down in the source is the following. If you look in the very, very, I guess it's not the very first, yeah, maybe the very first page in the sources, there's a Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to eat fish and meat together. So the Magen Avraham says in Ois Aleph, the kashal of davracher, because you're afraid you're going to get tzaras. So says the Magen Avraham, the efshar the bezman hazeh ein sakana kol kach, the chazinan kama dvarim amuzkar b'gemar sheim sakana l'racher of shara dvarim v'ha'idna ein emazik dinishtanu ativiyos v'gam hakol lefi teva aratz. In a nutshell, what the Magen Avraham says is that even fish and meat, we don't have to be so concerned about. He says, because it's nishtanu ativim, because things are different today in people's nature, and therefore today it doesn't pose a sakana. The problem is that in the next page, it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech Lizar Sholei Lecho Basar, everyone's, and that's the minig, people are machmer on it. So the Magen Avraham says, we don't seem to be so machmer on it, so what's the pshat? So the Chasam Sefer says a great thing. The Chasam Sefer says the following. He says this yisoid. even though the side of the Isser was because of Sakana, and that's why Chazal instituted this Isser. But again, they didn't just give us advice, don't eat these two things together. They said, since these two things, eating them together, create an Isser, create a Sakana, they made an Isser Derabana to eat fish and meat together. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, that even now the Sakana goes off, but it's still an Isser Derabana. It's still an Isser Derabana. So what comes out from the Chasam Sofer is, and the Chasam Sofer says, he actually uses it for a kula. It's very interesting. So we remember we spoke out in the beginning that there are some shittas that hold that if something which is asur mishum sakana, there's no bitul b'shishim. You know, even if a drop falls into a huge pot, it's still asur because there's no bitul b'shishim. But the Chasam Sofer says that was only in the time of Chazal where there was a real sakana. Nowadays there may not be a real sakana, so you don't have the chamira sakanta meyisura. You don't have any more that it's so chamer that it's not going to be bitul b'shishim. But you'll still need shishim, because it's still an Isser Derabanan, it's just it will be Valtav Hashishim. So that's what Chasam Sofer says, it's an Isser. They placed an Isser Derabanan on it, and therefore it will be Valtav Hashishim, but it's still gonna be Asam Derabanan. But I think that because of that Chasam Sofer, maybe you can't say Mavakla Nisr L'chatchila on Sakana. Because this would come out of Chumah from the Chasam Sofer. Because if it was just a Sakana, and it was just like, you know, Chazal gave us advice, stay away, so then Mevatlan Isser L'chatchila, you can make the mixture as long as it doesn't pose a sakana. But according to Chasam Sofer, they made an Isser D'Rabbanan on it. Once it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, now you can no longer be Mevatlan Isser L'chatchila. So what you see from this Chasam Sofer is very important, is that the things which Chazal asked Mishum Sakana have a gedder of an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the whole first part of the shir becomes a little bit irrelevant, because it may be that it doesn't matter if there's a Ruach Ra anymore, and it doesn't matter if it's a real sakana, because Chazal made an Isser D'Rabbanan on it. So therefore, even if a person doesn't, you know, wants to rely that there's no on the marshal, it could be that anyway there's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and that's why it's kedai to be machmer. But what you see from here is that
why does the chacham make Isser D'Rabbanan?
What? Oh, you're saying I'll play sasim. No, I'll shmata when one has to say him. Oh, the sasim. No, I think. So what's the point of making an Isser D'Rabbanan if you wouldn't, if as long as they told you that it's Osir, then that's a good shayla. That's a good shayla. Uchara, at the time that there was a sakana, Rabbi Pravalsky is saying, at the time that there was a sakana, there was no need to make a new Isser D'Rabbanan. They could have just given you the advice, and then you would have to keep it anyway. unless they want to make an Vatan Isser L'chatchila. No, in other words, they wanted to give it a gedder. So there's a few other things, the Gabe, that come up. I'm not going to go into them. They're in the copies. We don't have the time. There's another place which is not Negea to Achila, which comes up Sakana, is what by Brit Milah, there's two halachas that are very Negea to Sakana. One is the halacha of Metzitza, which is a Gemara on page 12. The Gemara says that you have Machoyev to be Moitzitz out the dam. And Amar Papa, Hai Umna Deloy Mayat Sakana Huvarvina Le. That Chazal say that a person has to do Metzitza to take out the dam, to suck out the dam after a mila, to take out the dam even Mimarchakim, even from, you know, further down in the goof of the penis, to take out all the dam, apparently leaving the dam in after the bris would pose a Sakana. So again, one could argue that maybe, if one feels that way, that maybe there's no Sakana, but maybe there is no Sakana. But according to what we're saying is that when Chazal, when there's a din of sakana, it's a takana, it's a din. It's not just an advice. And the emes is on the next page in the Avnei Nezer, he says this explicitly. He says that that the metzitza, which is even though it's instituted in oivav, asher al kein nira, the nihidir there are papa muchach the ilav mishum sakana lahayim mishum mitzvah mila metzitza. That even if it wouldn't have been because of sakana, they would not have been misakin metzitza. After bris, now that there was a sakana, it becomes part of the etzem mitzvah smila, and that's what he says later. He says the halach is that the mitzvah has to be done by yom hashmini. This is halach. You have to do the mitzvah on the eighth day, just like the rest of the meal has to be done on the eighth day. So in other words, he says maybe his kasha was that if a person is doing a bris on Shabbos, they should do the bris right before the end of Shabbos, so that they could do the metzitza, which is an extra malacha. They should do the metzitza after Shabbos. Why do they have to? Why Chazal allow us to do the Metzitza on Shabbos also? And he says, because the Metzitza is a chelik of the milah, and you should do it on Shmini. So what you see is that even if it's a sakana, it doesn't make a difference if there is sakana or no sakana. At the time that it was instituted, it could be in the Raisa, the Aruch HaNeres, but even without that, saying it's halacha Meshmi Sinai, even if it's not sakana, but still, it becomes part of the mitzvah milah. After they cut that, on the next page of the Mishnah Berurah, says that very interesting halacha, that the halacha is that during bris milah, there's certain parts of the milah that first, if a moil didn't cut, he's allowed to go back and cut them. If he's still being Isaac in the milah, if he didn't stop the milah, he can't go back to finish up the milah. But if he's still inside in the process of the milah, he's allowed to go back and finish things up. So what happens if he finished the whole bris and he's only doing the metzitza? Can he go back and finish up certain cutting off certain skin which he didn't cut off? So the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you could because the metzitza is part of the milah. But Al-Kopanim, it's this concept where even if once Chazal instituted something because of sakana, it takes on the status of an issa. I'm just going to mention two quick things. One is that there's certain things that Chazal, it's very interesting, certain things that Chazal say you're not allowed to eat because they're kosher l'shikcha. They cause people to forget, like olives and stuff like that. So the shaila is, there's an issa to forget Torah. It says, Hishamacha v'shmacham shalpen tishkach z'dvar m'shoror o'aynecha. It's a mission in the office that if a person forgets Torah, he's m'shkai v'nafshu. So if a person eats these things, if even it's a deraisa of forgetting Torah, because he's eating things which are goyim him to forget his Torah. And there's an interesting machlokes in the poskim. I saw brought down, Rav Shmuel first said that he heard from a Moshe, who heard from his father, who heard from the Aruch HaShulchan, that he thought that there was an issa deraisa to eat those things, but there's a story from the Sefer Chassidim that someone came to ask him as an issa deraisa, and the Sefer Chassidim said, instead of worrying so much about if you're going to forget, I think you should worry more about learning in the first place. So that's basically what he told him. You should eat these things which cause you to forget. So apparently he wasn't so happy with the shaila. And just to end off the Baragoyla, the very last line in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis, in the whole Shulchan Aruch, he says, nearly in Yazaki Atam, she's here at Torah Shmirat HaNefesh. Why is it so important to be careful? That the purpose of the creation is for us to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person does not value their opportunity in this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're being makrish in the whole purpose of creation, which is for us to be able to serve Hashem. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zoichem that gesund, Arichas Yom V'Shanim.